to SER Breakfast.
Now, Rostered On is a particularly Aussie comedy about the, well, I guess, the daily grind of working in a retail electrical department store. It's filmed in Geelong, and better than that, it's the first indie Aussie comedy to make the move from online to streaming on Netflix. In fact, you can go and watch it right now. It's been an absolute labour of love for its writer, director and producer, Ryan Chamley. Ryan, a very good morning to you.
Good morning to you. How are you going?
I'm well. Now, look, I got to say, Rostered On, Sean on the, you know, 30-something, still working in retail, still not sure what he's doing with his life. It feels a little real. It's a little painfully honest.
Yes. Well, based very much on my own story.
So you were doing a lot of this kind of work trying to kick off a filmmaking career, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I had a small family and we needed the money to get by, but also I was trying to, you know, get Robot Army off the ground as well.
What's Robot Army?
It's my production company that I run with a good mate, Stu.
What do you guys do?
Well, now we're trying to do scripted comedy and TV shows, but before that we're doing a lot of advertising and, you know, short films and that kind of thing.
So you made that move from short film to kind of, I guess, putting together this web series to start off with.
Yeah. Look, that was the plan all along, but we thought, you know, better to be doing what we love, making money, you know, with corporate videos and advertising, than working retail and that sort of thing. And then it's been a gradual progression towards, you know, passion projects like Rostered On and, you know, a couple of other things we've got going on.
With those passion projects, I mean, you know, there's a lot of creativity to be had in that corporate stuff, and it's a surprising amount of people who come out of there. But you really need to knuckle down for something like this to make it work, don't you?
Yeah, definitely.
So I guess what's next? You're going to be shooting season two?
Yeah, we start season two in May. We've got a few other projects that we're trying to get off the ground, and, you know, hopefully the momentum from Rostered On helps that.
Well, you've certainly had a lot of momentum online. You've been quite crazy popular there.
Yeah, we ended up getting about 250 million views across our videos and memes and episodes and stuff like that, which, you know, I'm imagining helped with the Netflix deal a lot.
Yeah, and sort of, I think those streaming, I talked to a few people who've kind of managed to get, you know, indie comedy up on streaming media. It's really changed the landscape for where you can sell products like this, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Well, I think having, you know, YouTube and Facebook at your disposal, you literally have the platform of the whole world. So you've just got to be a little bit clever about how you navigate that. But, you know, everybody has the same tools now. So it's quite an exciting time for filmmakers.
It's a weird democratization of distribution, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, indeed. But, you know, it kind of gives the creator a little bit more of a, not the upper hand, but, you know, you have a bit more of a say. There's more options now as opposed to just sitting in a room and having people in suits and ties make all the decisions about your work.
And all about where the ads can be sold into it, I guess.
Exactly.
So we're talking Australian comedy, and I always find it interesting because, you know, we talk about it like it's a single genre, but of course, you know, Australian comedy goes the depth and breadth of every kind of comedy genre. But there's something about it that always feels a little uniquely Aussie. What do you think makes Australian comedy Australian?
I don't know. Like, my favourite comedies were stuff like Fast Forward and Full Frontal back in the day, and that kind of, I guess, launched people like Eric Banner and Sean McAuliffe. I don't know. I guess we're not afraid of laughing at ourselves. You know, we can look at a very realistic situation, I guess, kind of like Rostered On, and relate to that and laugh at the tragedy that is, you know, getting treated like garbage by people. But I think it's just a very unique, very bally laughy kind of comedy that that everybody enjoys. And I think people from other countries can appreciate just how much we love to have a laugh.
It has come a long way. I mean, it used to be regarded as pretty niche doing that kind of irreverent Australian humour, but we seem to be getting big with international audiences.
Yeah, I think, you know, Kath and Kim really
amazing.
Really broke the gates open for Aussie comedy. And then, you know, there's stuff like The Castle and The Dish and, you know, even stuff like Bondi Hipsters and Soulmates. It's, you know, there's a lot of really good comedy coming out of Australia, and it's I think people are starting to take notice.
I think they're starting to take notice too. Look, congratulations on Netflix deal. Season one is, as I said, up and streaming. Definitely looking forward to what you can do with season two. Ryan, thanks for chatting this morning.
Thanks for having me.
That was Ryan Chamley there. He's the director the writer and the producer of Rostered On. You can go watch it right now. It is the first indie Aussie comedy to get picked up from online to streaming on Netflix.